Facebook testing instant article subscriptions. Twitter offers more mute options, and Messenger getting ads. It's Monday, July 17th, 2017. All of that is coming up along with the week's news quick hits on episode 286 of Brave Ad World.
New consumers, new media, new strategies. This is Brave Ad World.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 286 of Brave Ad World, the official podcast of BraveAdWorld.com, which combines actionable insights with some of the latest headlines in digital and social media marketing news. Every week, I take the top stories, provide a recap, and then share insights as to what those stories might mean to us as marketers. My name is Taylor Wiggert, and it is hot, it is dry, it's humid outside, but luckily I'm inside recording this podcast. But there's a ton to talk about this week, as is always the case. So let's kick things off and talk about Facebook's instant articles, because Facebook is in the process of testing the ability for users to subscribe to different publishers through instant articles. At least at this point, the plan would be to allow publishers to set up paywalls, allowing for a certain amount of free content. The move would be a bit of a concession to publishers, which they've been pretty critical, frankly, of the value provided by instant articles. It's not very apparent to them right now what Facebook is bringing to the table. So this effort would give publishers complete control over pricing of their content. Now, it has not been decided what Facebook's cut will be and how data will be shared regarding user reading history between Facebook and publishers. So a lot is still in the air, but instant articles, it's pretty safe to say they have had a lukewarm reception on the publisher front. While Facebook, you know, they argue that it gives users a better experience through the speed provided by them in loading articles, publishers contend that they can achieve similar speeds through optimizations to their website. Beyond that, Facebook's split in ad revenue and the more limited access to consumer data, that's been a limitation. Publishers are asking, what are you giving us, Facebook, that we weren't already getting? But instant articles, I mean, really, it's performance. They do tend to perform very well on the platform. So this could make the offering more attractive. The challenge is going to be creating this unified experience, because for users, the different publishers having different rules, that could be a challenge, because different publishers, they have different tiers of articles that they allow users to view for free before paying. So if one publication offers 5 articles, another one offers 7, it's going to be a bit of a challenge to explain to users what the different tiers are and how that pricing works. Now, Facebook, it's faced increased competition for publisher attention, particularly by Google, and some publishers have seen Facebook as a rather uncooperative partner. So this move, at least for now, appears to be aimed at alleviating that frustration. All right, let's jump to our next story and talk about Twitter, because it's no secret that Twitter has been working to contend with a troll problem on its platform for some time. And this week, it launched some new features for users to control their Twitter notifications, kind of an out of sight, out of mind from a troll perspective. So now users can block notifications from a variety of new sources. So accounts that are new that they don't follow can be blocked, as well as other accounts that they don't follow, but you also don't follow, accounts you don't follow, accounts with a default profile photo you don't follow, accounts with confirmed email addresses you don't follow, accounts without confirmed phone numbers you don't follow. So the goal is to allow users a granular set of tools to block notifications from those various accounts, those mute options that are available within Twitter's settings. Now, online abuse, it has been a problem across social networks, but Twitter's issues have been certainly most pervasive. These steps taken by Twitter, they keep abusers and trolls out of sight, out of mind, but they don't take the ultimate step of removing trolls from the platform. That, in and of itself, that's a pretty tricky situation, because it skirts around the issue of censoring free speech. At least at this point, these efforts, they seem to provide a solution, and they do walk that fine line of not shutting out free speech, but also just not giving some of that hateful content a platform in terms of being seen by the people it's targeted at. All right, let's jump to our next story. This was a big one. Messenger is getting ads. Facebook Messenger, they've been testing ads for some time in select markets, and now they're going global. The ads appear on the Messenger homepage. So luckily, if you're a Messenger user, you're not going to be bombarded with advertising within your conversations with friends. This is an initial approach by Facebook, and the platform, it's probably going to take a pretty slow, pretty deliberate approach. Case in point, video ads are not going to be available on the platform at this time. The ads will be static, and the experience will be similar to what users interact with on Instagram and Facebook. Messengers had light advertising in the past with click to message, but in those instances, users initiated the ad experience by tapping or clicking to open a conversation thread with a bot on Messenger. Those ads originated on Facebook and then drove users to Messenger. These ads are entirely within the Messenger ecosystem, and they can be added to Facebook and or Instagram ad campaigns by choosing to run the work on Messenger as well. It's no surprise to see ads coming to Messenger. The platform has 1.2 billion users, which provides reach. In addition, Facebook's been running lower and lower on inventory on its other platforms. Facebook needed another place to put ads, and Messenger offers a pretty convenient solution. Now, there will certainly be some users who complain about the introduction of ads, but chances are that will be short-lived. That's how it's been. That's been the case with all of Facebook's introductions of ads across its platform. So, you know, there will probably be some initial pushback, but I think it will die out pretty quick. All right, that is it for the week's main story. So now I'm going to dive into the news quick hits, where I'm going to hit other stories that happened this week at a high level that didn't get discussed earlier. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and other publishers, they've come together to create the News Media Alliance. The organization is seeking a limited antitrust exemption from Congress to, quote, permit publishers to have concrete discussions with the two dominant distributors of online news content, Google and Facebook, on business model solutions to secure the long-term viability of local journalism produced by America's newsrooms, unquote. This would include what they're calling a, quote, fair share, unquote, of revenue, data subscription models, and protection of intellectual property. Google and Facebook, they've been viewed as a necessary evil for publishers seeking distribution, as we discussed in the first news story about instant articles, but their power has come into question. All right, fitness tracker and Bluetooth company Jawbone has announced that it is going out of business and will be pivoting to become Jawbone Health Hub, which aims to predict health outcomes. Jawbone saw declining success as wearables saw their rise and fall. Facebook Spaces is opening up to users who don't have Oculus Rift. Spaces was built to allow users to interact in virtual reality. Now it's being updated to include live video, which will allow non-Oculus users to see what others are viewing in virtual reality. This is part of a push by Facebook to bring more users into the VR ecosystem. This reportedly includes a more affordable $200 Oculus Rift headset coming sometime in the future. Musical.ly is launching its own original short form shows. Currently, it has shows coming from MTV, 17, and E. This is part of a test to produce more entertainment content on the platform, which is known for its user-generated content. There are no ads at the moment. Musical.ly is just the latest among many other platforms, including Snapchat, including Facebook, to create original publisher-driven content for its users. All right, everybody, that is it for episode 286 of Brave Ad World. Before I let you go, I want to hear from you. Send questions, comments. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like to braveadworld@gmail.com. Please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or your platform of choice. It helps me know what you think, and it helps others find the podcast. I can be found on Twitter at @twiegert. That's T-W-I-E-G-E-R-T. You can also find my personal thoughts and insight on social media and digital marketing at braveadworld.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening. For more, check out braveadworld.com.